You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Genius. I have repelled alien invasions. I have saved the world using the power of my intelligence. I can't work the coffee machine.
Ma'am, he wanted to see me.
Yes, can you work the coffee machine? The machine in my office understands me. The machine in my office listens. This thing, this borrowed, resentful thing, hasn't worked since we got here. Can you work it?
You want me to make you a coffee?
Yes.
Oh, fine. Oh, do you have a mop?
Oh, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Never mind. My body will just have to get used to no caffeine. It's a while since UNIT had a remit quite like this. Observe, protect and support. I'd rather hoped private enterprise might one day stop jeopardizing the planet with risky science.
It is a nice office.
It's annoying and it's not mine and we have other things to deal with. How's Sam getting on?
Ah.
I don't like that, R.
Well, he's not alone out there. He bumped into someone else who decided there was a story worth investigating.
What are you doing here?
Strange animal sightings. Eyewitness reports of a terrifying monster wandering about the Kent marshes. What do you think I'm doing here? And you? Just here on manoeuvres, I presume?
Obviously.
Not following up on reports of monsters on the loose?
Of course not.
Right. Mind if we both don't look for it together?
Jackie McGee. Well, she does bring a unique perspective. And with Vikram covering for me in Geneva, maybe she could even be of help?
Maybe.
You're not convinced?
Well, I'm not convinced by the sightings. We didn't need to conduct the interviews, and they were annoying.
Teeth.
So many teeth.
Skin like leather it was.
But hairy.
Only not really hairy.
Pretty hairy.
Wings.
No wings.
Definitely wings.
But it was dark.
Very dark.
A little more than a shadow, really.
A really dark shadow.
So it was kind of hard to say.
That's really helpful. Thanks.
Well, either they'll find something or they won't. I know which I'd be willing to bet on. Osgood, how's she doing?
Oh, giddy.
Ah, because my initial assessment was correct, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because I know what I'm talking about, don't I?
Completely.
Even though I can't operate coffee machines.
Well, you've been awake for 3 days solid, ma'am. Of course you can't. You need to sleep.
Well, there's not much chance of that. It won't kill me, probably. So, she's on top of the situation.
Amazing.
Cro-Magnon, you say?
Yes. European early modern human.
Modern?
As in between 45 and 15,000 years old.
Oh, modern.
Yes.
Well, he's looking better than he should then. I mean, he's dead.
Very.
But still.
He died recently.
Not 15,000 years ago.
No.
So you should probably find out who murdered the prehistoric man and dumped him on the beach.
Not prehistoric. European early modern human.
Right, yes. While still trying to figure out where people keep vanishing to.
Yes.
Well, I can just leave you to get on with that then, can I?
Missing people, recently dead Cro-Magnon corpses, monstrous sightings on the marshes.
Oh, a bit of a week, really.
Bit of a place. Any news on the activation?
The director's still hiding in her office, but Mr. Chant assures me that everything's on track. The array's a few hours from geosynchronous orbit. Once in place, there should be nothing else to delay.
Oh.
Captain Carter, are you receiving me?
Mr. Chant, I'm in the middle
There's been a death It's... Oh, come and see for yourself.
A murder?
Could this week get any worse? Come on. My week just got worse.
It doesn't make any sense. It... How can we be seeing this?
Miss Stewart.
Surprise.
Well, I didn't expect to see you here, at least, well, you know, not.
No. No, why would you, after all? As you say, there's been a murder. There's the body shot by some sort of energy weapon.
I just don't understand.
Ah, hello, Director. Finally, we discover the way of getting you to come out of your office, murder someone and dump their body in your control room.
But the body, it... It's...
It's you, Miss Stewart. Now, I'm not easily impressed, but... Well, being in two places at once, that's terribly clever. What's such a shame that one of you appears to be dead.
And I'm joined by the director of Exousia Solutions, Ms. Riversong.
Hello.
Ms. Song.
Professor, if you don't mind.
Forgive me, Professor Song. Do you have any comments to make on the recent claims that your experiments here at Exousia Solutions have been responsible for the disappearance
Let me stop you right there. I don't wish to seem disrespectful, nor do I wish to ignore the very real fears and concerns of the families of the missing couple.
I'm sorry, but they're not a couple. In fact, despite newspaper claims that they may have run away together, the families insist that Patrick Murray and Michael Reddings barely know one another.
Well, I'm sure they would know. Though I wonder if that dismissal might prove exactly why two young people might feel the need to leave their homes.
That's quite the conclusion you're jumping to.
Theorizing. It is, after all, my job. We're an experimental research center, specializing in alternative power solutions, something the world vitally needs right now. We are not the enemy. And suggestions that we might be to blame for everything from missing teenagers to...
Sightings of strange animals?
Precisely. It's ridiculous. We're just going about our business, making the world a better place. In fact, as I'm sure you know, we're only hours away from the activation of a revolution in alternative energy.
Project Sun.
Exactly. Solar power harnessed by a geosynchronous array, potentially the solution to all our problems. So to suggest we may be causing any kind of issue here is, well, it's naive at best. It's political at worst. One might wonder if our competitors have a vested interest in sabotaging our good work. It's just a thought.
By dumping temporarily displaced corpses everywhere, you're not much of a scientist if you believe that. Hello? Hello? God, the organisation in this place. Hello, I need access to the upper floors. Will someone please come and let me in? Ah, Josh. Please say you have a lift pass for me.
I finally got some from Chant. Yeah.
Honestly, we're supposed to be providing security and they don't even sort us out with passes. It wouldn't matter if they made sure there was someone here to let us in.
Oh, I think they finally cleared the reception staff out because all they were doing was hiding from protesters. They're lucky nobody's nicked their TV.
They could afford it. So, what's happening?
Oh, can't even begin to tell you. Time rupture? Some form of multiverse leakage?
But it's definitely her.
Oh, definitely. Kate Stewart investigating her own murder.
You know that's not ideal, yes? I need to be in there, looking into this.
She's been quite clear. You need to carry on with what you're already doing. We're spread thin, but we'll manage. And you know Kate. She's not going to let emotion get in the way.
Maybe not, but... Well, sooner or later, something else is going to make it impossible for her.
Mortality. Yes.
Wonder if our competitors have a vested interest in sabotaging our good work.
We're both in two places at once, it would seem.
The director pre-recorded her interview.
You don't say.
One presumes you didn't do the same with your death.
Thank you for your sympathy.
The whole situation is a pantomime. Your presence is a hindrance.
We are here to deal with a whole raft of unexplained events.
There's no proof of any of them.
My corpse is cluttering up your main operations room. I'd say that counts as proof.
Proof of this situation's complete absurdity. Clearly you're not dead. You're standing right here, obstructing the successful operation of my project.
We really do need our staff to have access to this room again. Might I ask when they might return to their posts?
You might ask, but I wouldn't be able to tell you, though.
But the array will be in position in just under an hour.
Then I really ought to get a wriggle on. At the very least, my body must represent a health and safety concern. Just imagine if someone were to trip.
Oh, you really are insufferable. I'm contacting your superiors.
I did mean to ask, is there a reason you haven't moved? It?
My corpse?
Yes.
I felt the place needed cheering up.
I must say you're taking this remarkably well.
I'm really not, though you are.
I'm sorry?
An impossible dead body in the middle of your operations room, and you're going about your day.
It is a very important day, one the director and I have been building towards for some years. Besides, I'm a scientist. I don't believe something's impossible when I can see it with my own two eyes. There will be an explanation for this.
You just don't care what it is.
I will care more once the array is online. We have several billion pounds of private investment and taxpayers' money currently floating into position above our heads. The Prime Minister is hovering over us like a vulture hovers over a...
dead body.
Look! I can only do so much. I have no idea how your body can be lying in the middle of my control room, but I also have no idea how I can get through today without having a nervous breakdown. So, can you please just leave me alone?
Possibly. By the way, it's a crime scene.
What?
That's why I haven't moved the body. Josh.
Please let me have the body moved somewhere private, ma'am.
That is serving a purpose.
What?
It's upsetting the director and Chant. Though not much. I will have it moved, though. I'll have to. The array's nearly in position, and we need to let the staff back in.
Because that's more important than explaining what's happened.
It is to the UK government, probably to the world. I'm afraid my death isn't high on anyone's list of priorities. Well, I imagine it's fairly high on the murderers, but they don't count. I've checked the CCTV footage again and again. It's no use.
One moment nothing's there, and then...
there I am, like a lumpy hearthrug.
How can you be taking this so calmly?
Calmly? What on earth makes you think I am remotely calm? I'm terrified. I'm disgusted. I'm confused. I'm not calm. I'm just trying to maintain some degree of control, which isn't easy. I'm dead. I'm actually dead. But not yet.
Nothing is certain. We both know that. If this is a time travel thing...
and it must be, of course it must be.
Then the future can still be changed.
Not without causing a paradox. Schrodinger's corpse, I've seen it. Everyone has. We've resolved the indeterminacy.
Paradoxes? We've dealt with those often enough. Surely your survival or not isn't going to destroy the world.
That rather depends on what I go on to do, doesn't it? My death could be absolutely essential to the smooth running of the universe.
The opposite, in my experience, ma'am. It always has been, and it always will be. We'll fix this.
Such confidence.
Look at this place. Why would you build a research center here? Why would you build anything here?
I think it's beautiful.
Marshland, dead winter trees, enough fog to hide an army in. Only goths would think this place was beautiful.
No, no. It's got a bleak, wistful wonder to it. I suppose you build a research centre here because it's isolated.
It's not, though, is it? There are other people here, too. Mad people. People who like fog and mud that sucks your boots off.
They can't all be goths. Do you think it needs to be isolated, the research centre?
You mean, do I think they're going to blow the place to kingdom come when they turn on the power array?
It sounds a bit lethal to me. Solar power converted to microwave energy, beamed at the massive receiver.
Where it gets converted back again. Or cooks us all.
Exactly. I'm tempted to give myself a once-over pricking with a fork. At least then I won't pop if it all goes pear-shaped. I mean, I know there's a lot hanging on the success of this, but, well, as plans go, it's
a bit mad. And that's without all this extra stuff.
Yeah, anywhere else would have been closed down.
No comment.
Oh. You don't want to discuss the fact that the director is quite clearly close friends with the Prime Minister? It's all right. All of this is off the record. I'm not an idiot. You're safe from it appearing in print, as you'd only have it pulled anyway. I mean, have you actually met the director?
They're hardly ever here. Probably spend most of the time with their feet up in some Whitehall club, three sheets to the wind.
Tell me you heard that.
What, the thing that sounds like an overweight elephant, yeah?
Right, let's go.
Petronella Osgood, field report, XCD-49. Dead body now relocated to unit cold storage facility in Gravesend. How apt. Cause of death appears to be carbon monoxide poisoning. Subject died simply trying to breathe our air. The question remains, where did the body come from? Performing standard local scans. Coronon levels slightly elevated above norm, 12.9. Possibly this is just Dr. Spore. Fancy living the kind of life where you contaminate most of the planet just by turning up on itself. And still, it's reasonable to assume there's something wrong with local time. But what's causing it?
The security footage checks out, I'm afraid. No sign of tampering.
No, I didn't expect there to be. What we saw, my body appearing out of nowhere, is exactly what happened.
Weird time stuff?
Yeah, weird time stuff. I've made a thorough examination of the room. If the place showed more sign of temporal displacement, it would be riding a penny farthing.
None of which puts us any further forward. We've just confirmed our suspicions.
Ah, but if I'm clever, and I am, then I can analyse the precise temporal fallout and track it.
Use it as a way of identifying the murderer.
My murderer, exactly. Physics doesn't like being interfered with. It pushes back, and the traces of that will be pronounced, which is good because it's hard to convict someone of a crime when they haven't committed it yet. You need evidence to back up your claims. We're not the internet.
No, we're UNIT. Surely we can massage the law a bit.
Well, that's a scary thought. I'm not sure I want to be an arbiter of the law, Captain Carter.
Not even when your life is at stake.
Especially not then.
Look, I'm sure this has occurred to you, but there is one very simple way of ensuring you don't end up lying on the floor in there. You could just leave.
I really couldn't, though, you know. The Secretary of State for Energy has made that perfectly clear.
But surely you could go above his head.
We are living in a world where the power is running out, and the one thing the UK wants more than anything, anything at all, is autonomy when it comes to keeping the lights on. The director is offering this country the chance to own its own national grid, rather than end up in debt to the Russians. Nobody cares about me right now.
I do. We all do.
So help me set up the equipment that can track whoever it is that's going to kill me. Once that's up and running, I'm going to go and take my bad mood out on the director.
Think you'll get into her office this time?
I've kicked down my fair share of doors in this job. It's my version of Pilates.
What was that?
How do I know? It's like nothing I've ever heard.
That's what I like about this job. Something new every day.
Something new that wants to kill you, yet rather takes the shine off. But yeah, it's kind of exciting in a weird way. Is there something wrong with us?
Jackie McGee will make a unit operative of you yet. There it is again.
Part of me wants to run back to my hotel, put the kettle on, order some charred and unsatisfying room service.
How big a part?
Less than 48%, I'd say.
It came from that direction. Come on.
Update. Woods to the south of the shoreline. Chronon level rising to 17.4. Trees are at a different stage of growth. I'm currently looking at an alder tree in full leaf. Impossibly so. Ow! Stings if you touch it. Couldn't say whether time's running forwards or backwards. Is this last season or next season? Whatever it is, it's physical proof that... Ah. It was physical proof. It just aged and rotted right before my eyes. Oh, well, along with all the others. Every single tree. Well, the entire wood just died. Apparition, hardly a scientific word, image of a woman, I think, a short distance away. She's blurred. I can't make out any details.
Get closer. This place is blurred. Don't you understand?
Hello? I can't tell what you're saying. I'm moving in.
Miss Stewart.
Don't call me Miss. I'm not a governess in a Victorian novel.
Miss?
I'm here to see the director.
I'm afraid that's quite...
Let me explain something to you. One would have thought it obvious, but I spend a good deal of my time spelling out the obvious to people who get paid more than me, so...
Miss Stewart.
Shush, now. Shush. I've been awake for 3 days. I am fighting a war of attrition with a coffee machine, and I'm currently investigating my own death. It is an effort for me not to staple your tie to your desk.
I understand that you're under considerable pressure, but I simply won't be talked to like that.
Right.
Miss Stewart!
I did warn you. Sorry, was it a very expensive tie?
My mother bought it for me for Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Director, for the sake of your staff and your stationery supplies, I suggest we have a chat.
It would appear I have little choice. My first inclination would be to call security, but...
I am security. Yes, I see your problem. Now, let me tell you mine.
What are you doing? You should be able to get out of here.
I can see her clearer now. She's of average height. Why? Why should I stay back? The distortion area is clearly limited to you, in fact. Hang on. I know you. You're the director, Riversong. Something's happening. Chronon level through the roof. I think it's dissipated. I think we're both safe.
Oh, sweetie, if only.
You look exhausted. Not much sleep.
I slept 3 days ago.
Lucky you.
Are you under a bit of pressure?
Just a smidge. I thought I'd love spending someone else's money, but you know, once you blow the first billion, it starts to feel a bit like responsibility.
And what could be worse than that?
Well, exactly.
Director, will you be needing me?
Yes, I'll have a black coffee, please. I've missed them.
Then go to the cafeteria. I'm too busy to buttle. We'll be in position in 40 minutes. The operations room staff are at their posts. Everything is under control. Might I ask when?
I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Our conversation has a time limit. How sad.
Thank you, Director.
You have a lot less than 10 minutes, I'm afraid. Obviously, I have a lot to do.
Of course you do. Of course you do. What is it you actually do here? No, I only ask because we never see you. It's always Chant, the face of the company, your voice on Earth.
Oh, well, my duties go far beyond the simple day-to-day running of operations, as I'm sure you can understand. Besides... Need I remind you that the technology we're about to trigger is of my design?
No, you don't have to remind me. An array that receives solar energy, converts it to microwave energy, and then broadcasts it at the receiver outside.
Where it is converted back into power. Very simple.
So simple, we've never done it before.
Yeah, well, we've never been desperate enough. You know as well as I do, the technology's always been there for alternative energy. The ideas, the only thing that's been lacking is the money.
Because what government wants to throw that much cash at something when they can just carry on doing what they're already doing? Tomorrow's a problem for the next lot in power.
Precisely. I mean, Fair enough, it's an expensive setup.
But worth it in the long term.
Certainly.
Hopefully.
Was there something you actually wanted, other than a cup of coffee?
Oh, yes, yes, actually, yes. Do you plan on killing me?
Can we please start acting like we've all qualified from our respective scientific establishments? The array will be in position in 35 minutes, and half of you are acting like you're not changing the world. Let's have a bit of urgency and genius, shall we?
Yes, sir.
Such wonderful motivational speaking. If this all goes wrong, you could earn a living on the circuit.
If this goes wrong, Captain Carter, the human race can look forward to freezing to death in caves. We're trying to save the world. Please get out. You're underfoot.
No can do, I'm afraid. I have to get this thing set up. But don't worry, though. You'll hardly know I'm here.
Hardly know you're... Captain Carter, this operations room is a finely tuned workstation for one of the most audacious and complex scientific breakthroughs mankind has ever known. It doesn't need a theodolite building a train set in it.
This is actually a one-of-a-kind piece of machinery, apparently. Well, I didn't build it. Kate Stewart did, explaining what it's for with very slow, very patient words.
You don't surprise me.
It's a chronon frequency isolator. And I believe all I have to do to activate it is flip this switch here.
It's a health and safety liability. Remove it from the room.
I can't do that, I'm afraid. It's vital to our ongoing investigation. You'll just have to work around it.
You are only here under government advisement. I can demand you're removed.
Trust me, by the time you've managed to complain to the correct Whitehall department, you'll have forgotten why you called them in the first place. You get on with saving the world. Don't worry about me.
Kill you? Now, why would I want to do that?
Well, it's clearly on someone's to-do list.
Well, mine's full. You may have noticed.
Yes, but that's exactly it. I haven't noticed much about you, so I'm intrigued.
Oh, how flattering.
You barely interact with your staff. You barely leave your office, in fact.
Chant is perfectly capable of handling the day-to-day operations. I have more important things to focus on.
Like what?
Like creating the technology we're using in the first place.
Which is terribly clever. Now, someone as clever as that, do you know what I should be able to do?
What?
Read about them, read their papers, discover their earlier work.
I've not published.
No, you haven't. Why?
I'm more into practical application than theorising on paper. Why talk about it when you can do it?
Yes, but you should still have a thorough background in your field. Your name raises a red flag in our files.
Does it really?
But I've no idea why. I've looked into you. I've tried to find out more about you. Do you know what I've found?
I'm a very private person.
Yes, but other people aren't. I mean, trust me, I have to employ actual staff to cover things up. And I mean, there are people who get to do it for a day job, all day, laboriously covering things up.
Oh, how dull.
But necessary, because people talk, the internet listens. It's all very annoying, but it's modern life. People don't get to hide anymore. Except you, it would seem.
Well, perhaps UNIT just isn't very good at investigating people. I've passed full government screening, after all.
Oh, come on, we both know a decent handshake and the right public school, and anyone can pass a government screening.
And, of course, the fact that I am saving this country from the dark coal stink pit it's dug itself into, that helps. Do you really think anyone cares where I came from, who I am? They just care that I can do what I promise.
I'm pickier. And my checks are much more stringent. And I don't know enough about you.
And that's enough.
Really?
Oh, you're thorough. You've ignored me until now. You could tolerate what you didn't know. You could live with it. Well, there's a digital trail that shows I didn't just appear out of thin air.
Yes, which could have been faked.
You're getting picky. So you're goading me. You're pricking. You're trying to get a rise out of me. I have a job to do, Kate Stewart. And so do you. For as long as you can. So shall we get on with it?
You can see yourself out, I'm sure.
Well, that was a waste of time.
Any sign?
With this fog, I can't see more than a few feet.
About 4 o'clock, yeah?
Spare me the military stuff. Just point and say that way like any normal human being.
That way.
What do you think it is?
That's about all we can say, isn't it, really?
I think we're catching up with it.
But Ray, be ready. We don't know what this thing is.
What am I supposed to do? Knock it over the head with my smartphone? Not all of us are lugging firearms around, you know.
Just stay behind me. Stop.
This is ridiculous. I can't see a thing. For all I know, it could be...
It's back.
So it is. Look. You can see the shape of it. Stay still. Stay completely still.
It's like a crocodile with a beer belly, walking upright. Is it just me, or were we just sniffed by a dinosaur?
Baryonyx.
Bary what?
Baryonyx, fish-eating dinosaur. It's not only Osgood and Kate Stewart that know stuff.
Clearly not. Loved dinosaurs as a kid, did we?
Nothing wrong with dinosaurs.
There's a lot wrong with them when they're marching around modern-day Kent.
True. You know, I was so busy expecting not to find anything, I didn't really put any thought into what I'd do if we did. We need a trap.
What, the size of a small bungalow? Do they sell those?
You're not helping.
It's because I'm not sure a trap is going to either. You just can't let something like that wander around out here.
I'm not going to shoot it. Not unless there's genuinely no other choice.
Are you even armed for the job? You saw how big that thing was.
I also saw that it didn't kill us. It was a carnivore, but like most animals, it won't risk taking on something that might put up a nasty fight. We follow it, we trap it, we get it somewhere safe.
Get it somewhere safe?
This is Wolfhound to Trap One. Are you receiving me?
Come in, Josh. We have a situation here. Over.
Greyhound 2 here. Why does that not surprise me? Situations everywhere.
Good afternoon, everyone. Are we ready to make history?
Ready!
Bear with me, Sam. Better signal outside. Over.
The array will be in position in...
20 minutes.
Everything on track?
All preliminary processes complete. Everything's now running on automatic.
Which means you've all done your bit. How lovely. What clever, clever people you are. I'm sure you feel proud. Well?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Oh, good. How lovely. Isn't that lovely, Mr. Chant?
I'm in Nirvana, Director.
And in a fair world, you would all be rewarded beyond words for your hard work. Yes, rewarded. Rather than killed. Because violent death is rarely rewarding, is it, Mr. Chant?
Certainly not for the victim, Director, no. Though other perspectives are, of course, available.
Oh, indeed, Mr. Chant, other perspectives. Because violent death can be quite jolly. If you're dishing it out, can't it?
I'm fizzing at the very thought. Fizzing!
Oh, then let's tease no longer. Let's kill the lot of them.
Oh, yes!
So what's the situation? Over.
With a baryonyx loose in the marshes. A dinosaur. Over.
A dinosaur? Are you sure? You've actually seen it? Over.
Seen it? I was nose to nose with it. The mist out here is so thick we almost walked right into it. Over.
Amazing.
Hey, hello. Am I the only one here that isn't thrilled about this? It's a vicious dinosaur, and it's wandering around out here. I mean, come on. Your unit. I bet it's not even your first dinosaur.
She's right. Of course she is. This is a serious threat. Over.
It didn't eat us. Over.
Perhaps it had already eaten. Over.
We're going to need backup, fairly obviously. We're going to need equipment.
A flipping massive lorry.
Can't do it. Over.
We're not going to be able to fit it in the backseat of my car.
Can't do it right away. By the time I get backup in from elsewhere, we could be looking at considerable casualties. I'll let Kate know what's happening, but right now, you need to deal with this. Over.
Great. We'll find out.
Oh, my head. What? Greyhound 2 to Trap 1. Are you receiving me? Greyhound 2 to Trap 1. Come in, please. Update. The woods are back. Perhaps the time field that aged them has reversed. No sign of the woman or the distortion, just lots and lots of trees. My watch says 12:51, but position of the sun suggests early morning, around 9, I'd say. I'm displaced in time. A few hours, days, years. Greyhound 2 to Trap 1. Are you there? Please.
Dinosaurs.
Keeping their CCTV on solid-state memory backups, I quite agree. I've been going over it again and again while we wait for the chronon tracker to do its thing. I'm starting to enjoy it. The curious case of the appearing me. See? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing, and then there I am. I've watched it about 40 times now. Do you think I'm going mad?
You really need some sleep.
I'll sleep when I'm dead. What was that about dinosaurs?
Sam and Jackie have met one.
Lucky them. A unit rite of passage. You never forget your first dinosaur. I take it we found the culprit of our animal sighting.
A baryonyx, according to Sam. They're tracking it now.
A dinosaur, a dead body appearing from the Cro-Magnon era. Another one appearing from some short time in the future. Yeah, I think we can safely say time's taking a bit of a pounding. Can we assume the missing people are also a result of time slippage?
It would seem likely.
Any word from Osgood?
No.
I'll chase her up. She'd hate to miss a dinosaur.
How long should the tracker thing take?
It's slow. The chronon trail needs isolating. It's like identifying the taste of a single grain of salt in your bowl of soup.
I didn't realize it was so difficult.
Well, chronon wash makes it hard to define these things. We're aging, everything's degrading, and the universe is awash with the fallout from time-travelling species.
But it'll definitely work.
The minute the equipment isolates the chronon trace, we'll have seconds before the murderer is tracked. Until then, I think I'd feel a bit safer at the hub of the action. Let's see how they're doing in the control room.
The control room? But that's where...
I'm murdered. Maybe. Certainly it's where my body will appear. But it makes little odds. Either we avoid it happening or we don't. So come on.
I still can't see it.
That way. And it's pretty close.
Sounds like we got company.
Watch yourself. In this mist, they won't be able to see a thing. If any of them are armed, we could be collateral damage waiting to happen.
Actually, just hear arrows?
You did. We both did. Flaming arrows. Keep your eyes peeled. We're not alone out here.
Sam!
Not a single car license plate beyond 1973. Brilliant. Excuse me? I'm here to see whoever's in charge. Hello? I'm not armed. See? I'm a scientist. I mean no harm. Please, can I just see whoever's in charge? I'm about to ruin their day.
Array in position?
Automatic processing coming online.
Oh, it's all go.
So where is everybody?
That's a question, isn't it?
The staff should be running around all over the place.
Oh, it's you two, is it? Bit busy at the moment, if you don't mind.
Please, stay clear.
Hang on. On the floor. Some sort of residue.
I think the Chronon tracker has cooked.
Shut that thing up.
Oh, it's definitely got a trace. Locating it now.
This residue. Greasy patches of it in front of the workstations.
Oh, you're interrupting. We have more important business to attend to. Perhaps this will help. The residue is the remains of all the staff.
What?
Oh, no. Just a little pile. A little smutty stain where they stood. They're not messy people.
It's traced the particle stream.
Of course it has. How so very unit of you. Hunting for murderers with bleeping, irritating machines. I could have saved you the bother. The murderer's right here. And she's pointing a Hecate A44 laser blaster right at you.
You idiot! You clubbed him right across the back of his head. Have you any idea what damage you might have done?
Damage, yes. I love causing damage.
You might have killed him. And why are you dressed like that? Now is not the time to be LARPing as a Viking, pal. We have got a serious incident here. You are not role-playing, are you?
Playing? No, I am Leif, commander of the Clan of Warbears. You are my prisoner. Do as I say or you will feel my axe.
Vikings and dinosaurs. Oh, fuck.
Finally. Since when did a research centre need isolation cells? What sort of place are you running here? A scientific establishment or a prison? Hang on. That's not right. If I've fallen back in time 40-odd years...
Then you really shouldn't be looking at us. No. That's a fair point, Miss Osgood.
You know who I am?
Of course I do.
So you're a time traveller?
As of course am I.
Well, that's not so much of a surprise. I saw you earlier.
No, you didn't. At least, I didn't see you. Oh, who cares? Let's eat her, Chant. What do you think?
Eat me? I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess you're not human, then. Time-travelling cannibals just sounds too weird for me to deal with.
The other two have gone down now. I'm feeling peckish again.
Let me guess. By the other two, you mean Patrick Murray and Michael Reddings.
I don't ask my dinner what it's called. Two young men who were good enough to fall through a temporal rupture and onto our dinner table. Why? Were you looking for them?
Yes.
Well, they're over there, two dull stains in the corner. You'll be joining them in a minute, because you're a problem.
A serious one.
But not for long. Chant, kill her.
Well, Riversong, it seems we were right to red flag you.
Ma'am?
The protocols are for the eyes of the incumbent unit CO only. Any occurrence of the name, observe with caution.
Interesting.
Unpredictable, mysterious, dangerous, to be treated as a potential catastrophic temporal event.
Nice to know I have a reputation to uphold.
You mean Professor Song is already known to UNIT?
No, not exactly. She clearly keeps herself and her agenda very much unknown. It's why this project's been giving me sleepless nights.
Shall we get on with it?
Why not? I've gone to the trouble of arming the blaster. Seems a waste not to pull the trigger.
You're not the only one here who's armed, Director. Now put the gun down.
Something tells me she's unlikely to do that. After all, we've seen what she uses it for.
Time travel, how tedious it all is.
Predestination makes one positively boil. Oh, I do so loathe the concept of fate. I'm someone who likes to make their own choices in life.
I quite agree.
Annoying, isn't it? Goodbye, Kate Stewart.
We'll be right back.
You have been listening to Unit Incursions, The Power of River Song, written by Guy Adams. Kate Stewart was played by Gemma Redgrave, Osgood, Ingrid Oliver, River Song, Alex Kingston, Captain Josh Carter, James Joyce, Jackie McGee, Tracy Wiles, Lieutenant Sam Bishop, Warren Brown, Mr. Chant, Enzo Squilino Jr., Leaf, Wampirix, Leighton Pugh, other roles played by members of the cast. Directed by Ken Bentley, producer David Richardson, sound design and music Howard Carter, script editor Matt Fitton, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.